Good morning again. The trending topic this weekend is the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Their ceremony was a blending and appreciation of African American and old and new British royal traditions. It seems it has been a weekend full of blending traditions and love. Not only did Prince Harry and Meghan get married, but members of our congregation got married as well. First, there was Morgan and Dan. They blended together urban and rural, second-generation Italian, and many-generation melting pot. Sorry, I didn't get a wedding picture with them yesterday with my phone, so we have their engagement photo. And then there was Sungsu and Janice, who were also married yesterday. They were married in a Western wedding attire. And then, at the reception, honored Janice's Chinese culture with a Chinese tea ceremony. They blended Korean-American and Chinese-Canadian traditions as a part of their love. At Prince Harry and Meghan's wedding, Bishop Michael Curry spoke of love universal, God's love. If it's not about love, then it's not about God. The blending of traditions and this demonstration of love reminded me of Pentecost. Our text today from Acts begins with, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place." Okay, well, why were they all together? Well, the disciples were together for the festival of Pentecost, or weeks, which is celebrated 50 days following the festival Passover. Pentecost was originally a harvest festival and eventually came to commemorate the giving of the law of Sinai. Pentecost, one of the Jewish calendar's three major pilgrimage festivals, would have attracted international visitors, which brings us to later in our story. During this festival of Pentecost, God found it the right time to fulfill the promise of Jesus. The Holy Spirit came. Acts 2, verses 2 through 4. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest in each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. At Pentecost, many languages were spoken, but they had only one message. Acts 2, verses 5 and 6, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven were in Jerusalem because of the festival. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. One of my most meaningful experiences at Boston University Marsh Chapel was hearing the Lord's Prayer in many languages around me, all at the same time. I remember hearing Korean, English, Chinese, Spanish, all at the same time, speaking the same prayer. This is one of the reasons it's suggested that we say the Lord's Prayer in this church in the way you feel closest to God. So that might mean you're speaking in French, or in English, or in Korean, or in Chinese, or in Spanish, all languages. And also, some might say Our Father, some might say Creator God, some might say Mother God. Many languages may be spoken all at once. It's okay, because the Holy Spirit is at work within us. We are beautiful in our diversity and all loved by God. One of the beautiful events of Pentecost was the diversity of language so that all nations could understand one message that was to be heard. the one message we are to proclaim in the gospel message, Jesus' message throughout his life of love of all people, including the poor, his death and his triumph over death in resurrection. Some of us have been fired up about the Poor People's Campaign, and the subtitle is A National Call for a Moral Revival. Reverend Barber and Reverend Theo Harris, who are co-chairs of the National Campaign, are referring to this movement as moral fusion because it speaks up for so many causes and issues in one action. And I can tell you later more about what happened, if I remember, last Monday when we went to Albany. But I just want to give you a few examples of some things that are spoken about at the Poor People's Campaign and in one action are saying these people need to be heard. And these people are probably you and I. So here are some examples. Women, children, people with differing abilities, healthcare, CHIP, SNAP, women's health, poverty, housing, food security, climate change, lead poisoning, clean water, racism, fairness in immigration, DACA, Native peoples, voting rights, living wage, education, and the war economy. It is really all about compassion for the other. And universal love, which Jesus called the greatest commandment. Jesus said, love God, love neighbor, who are people, and love self. Just a couple of weeks ago, our scripture reading was about Jesus reminding us to love one another. Some call Pentecost the birthday of the church. This is when humanity was equipped with the Holy Spirit to guide us as we share this ministry of Jesus. Because of our diversity, because the Holy Spirit has gifted us with many languages, we can reach many people. We can speak through our traditions of this universal love Jesus prepared us to share over and over again. The Holy Spirit is among us to guide us. Our new logo has many colors within a flame. It shows that we are accepting, welcoming, and diverse, blending together traditions, and we are on fire with the Holy Spirit to share Jesus' message of love. Amen.